You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's Locked On Jazz, the 18th of December. The Jazz have a wild weekend. Life without Rudy again. And oh man, is Donovan something else, plus the NBA 5. It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow. How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, behind the curtains, and geeky stats that you simply cannot get anywhere else. You can get us on iTunes and your Android. It's up at LockedOnJazz.net. Each and every day, we are UtahJazz.com and 1280 The Zone. So hope you find it. Hope you're doing great. Thank you very much for tuning in today. We've got a ton to talk about. Today's show is brought to you by Slow the Flow, Murdoch Chevy, a check-in from Blue Apron as well. So thank you very much for all of our sponsors. Let's get right into the show. Today's a good day to go review the weekend. What a game Friday night. The Jazz, remarkably, win in Boston. Rudy Gobert goes down 90 seconds into the game. And the Jazz lose Derek Favors later in the second quarter. And then, with Jarebko and Udo playing center, beat a Boston team that had not been playing defense as well, and actually prepping for them had the exact opposite reaction that I had when prepping for Houston and some of Cleveland this year, which was those teams seemed incredible. I didn't get that same feel on Boston. They'd won a lot of games, but they didn't come out to be, in my mind, to look just incredible, which may have turned out to be true. We'll keep an eye on. I mean, I think they're fine, right? It's not like they're going to suddenly struggle, but Kyrie's doing a great job, and they missed a ton of shots. I think felt like it. We'll look at it. That's what we do is we have a little fun here. So let's take our second or two and run through our advanced metric numbers on the two games and then talk a little bit about them. Pace of play was up to 98 possessions, which is a decent amount for us. We're still 25th in the league at 95. Our offensive rating against Boston was a 109, which is just incredible. Boston, the number one defense in the NBA, and they had not been great in three of their last four games. They had had serious slippage. But that's still something else because we're an average offensive team, except for in that stretch of period when we weren't. And that's a big-time offensive outing. We hit 13 of 25 from three, which is a lot of it. It's not as many threes as we probably want to take. We'll talk about that later in the show. But it was impressive. Udo played 29 minutes. He was plus 12 and really did a great job. Jarebko played 24 minutes, had 17 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals in his return, and Jazz took advantage of a bunch of little things. Boston does an offensive rebound, so the Jazz only give up 2 second chance point opportunities all night long. Boston only had 2 fast break points. They only actually had 2 points in the mid range all night. So kind of a wild night where the Jazz were able to dictate, and the game never got close. You kept waiting, thinking. And then the one time it got close, Donovan pulled up on a night where he wasn't great for back-to-back threes to win the ballgame. I mean, really stunningly high-level gumption to take those shots. Pretty awesome. Make or miss league, let's check on it. The Boston Celtics on uncontested jumpers that night went 16 of 44, 36%, pretty low. So they just missed shots. We got Kyrie was 2 of 9, Tatum 1 of 4. The Jazz, on the other hand, were at 51% on uncontested looks. Rodney went 5 of 9. Donovan was just 2 of 8, but those two were probably late. I don't know if they were classified as contested. Joe Ingles, 4 of 6. Jerebko, 2 of 3. So the Jazz, pretty good stuff there. Joe Ingles is putting in incredible effort every night. I've been looking at his mileage, 2.7 miles, most of anyone on the team. Playing with a hip injury on this night, looked like he couldn't move. I mean, really didn't look like he could move much at all, and battled through the entire night. He's putting out some pretty awesome effort, the kind that fans should love. Hustle board. Deflections that day, the Jazz had 9, 2 by Udo, 2 by Jerebko. Screen assists, Udo had 6. He's one of our best screeners. Mitchell contested 10 shots. Udo contested 18 shots in that game. Favors contested 8 in his 12 minutes. So that runs us through the Boston win, which was completely improbable. Really a statement of resiliency and pretty awesome. Next night, we went to Cleveland and may have had no chance to win that game. LeBron James is just controlling everything right now. It's almost as though now he's just trying to stick it to all the Russell Westbrook fans by putting out a triple-double every night. I mean, it is what he is doing right now is kind of hard to fathom, actually. At his age, at this, without great teammates, right? Like, I mean, Kevin Love is their second best player. Where does he rank in second best players in the NBA? And who's their third best player? I don't even know. Kyle Korver? Jay Crowder? It's pretty incredible. LeBron has just legitimately lifted up, carried this team to wins now in like 17 of 18 games, linking triple-doubles, dominating games. That was an offensive game. Cavalier pace was really slow, 88 possessions. Our offensive rating was 114 again. So, frankly, another night without Rudy where the offense rolls. And really back-to-back nights, 109 and 113. Our offense is pretty regularly over 110 in games in which Rudy doesn't play. We went 17 of 34 from three and lost. And really never had a chance. That's incredible. We could not get stops. And so life without Rudy, for those that are like, well, we're, you know, yeah, offensively we are better. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It doesn't mean I don't think we could do the same thing with Rudy with a spread floor, but we're better. And the team played with a little more zest. That's probably all solvable. But defensively, you know, Udo was great, and we still couldn't get stops. Now, Cleveland's offense is churning. And the team we play tonight's offense is on another planet. LeBron, by the way, 29 points, 15 shots, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. He was just great. Udo that night was plus one in 33 minutes. Donovan was plus two. In 36 minutes. Donovan's 36 minutes is getting a little high. I don't know what else you're supposed to do, but it's getting a little high. Rodney was not particularly engaged in that Cleveland game in the same way he has been on other nights. Or, I mean, just, I don't know if engaged is the right word. Just, he didn't seem like, the game wasn't coming to him. It was a struggle for him a little bit. And I thought, you know, the same, AB only got 10 minutes. Took 6 shots, went 1 of 6. Wasn't a great road trip for AB again. Remember, the road trip east last time was when things really kind of fell off for AB. Hopefully he can get it back tonight. And then, Donna, you know, if those two guys amp it up. You know, worth talking about in Boston, and I left out there, the just passion that Ricky Rubio played with was just terrific. And obviously made a bunch of shots, but there's a passion and a pizzazz and an energy that Ricky Rubio plays with that it's pretty hard to kind of equal. And we probably shouldn't underestimate what it does for the whole group. All right, that's the run. Oh, we didn't do. Did we do make or miss? We made everything. I think they did too. I mean, everything. Make or miss and hustle points that night. Make or miss, we were 27 of 53, so we're hitting 51% of our uncontested shots recently. And they were 24 of 45, so they hit 53% of their uncontested looks again. Joe Ingles again Donovan Mitchell led us in distance at 2.5 miles. Joe Ingles at 2.3 miles. It's just a lot on both those guys. And let's go give out our Hustle Awards. I like the Hustle Awards. I feel like it's something you just kind of the forgotten parts of the game. Deflections that night, we had 15 led by Udo's 4. 2 for Ingles, 2 for Mitchell, 2 for Hood. Only 5 screen assists, but we really changed our offense against with Udo. We stopped running pick and roll. We stopped our handoff game. We were able to get in the paint. We were able to hit him kind of in the middle of the paint. But he's not the role threat that Favors is. So, therefore, you aren't able to run the same pick and roll handoffs and all of those things. Udo contested 17 shots. Man, is he active. Seth Felosha played really well. He contested 7 shots. All right, that wraps up kind of the week interview. We'll move to Life Without Gobert and Donovan coming up. Today's show is brought to you by Murdoch Chevy, the Murdoch family, the Chevys. I mean, they're close, actually. Like, considering that they've been selling Chevys for 91 years, maybe we should change the name to the Chevys. But they are the Murdochs, and that's what they have been doing is selling Chevys and making everyone's winters a little bit more manageable with those Chevys. Heated seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, all in the Chevy Silverado I'm driving right now. So anyone who tells you that, you know, they just have their truck because they want to carry stuff and be tough, there's a luxury element to that Silverado. Wow. Set up with all the modern devices of Apple CarPlay as well as Android Auto. And great December offers. So stay tuned and get more details on all of that. I should give it to you. I shouldn't tell you to stay tuned. I mean, like, they have great, great offers over at MurdochChev.com. The Chevy's interesting right now, by the way. They're the only ones who have the full lineup of trucks. For you. The Silverado is what I'm driving right now. It's been pretty fun. They've got the heavy-duty HD Silverado with the Allison transmission. They've got the Colorado truck, and it's the only one with all three truck segments, so heavy-duty, light-duty, heavy half-ton truck, or the mid-size truck. Also, the Colorado diesel available for you as well. Great SUV line as well, and it's all going on in December. Employee pricing for 2017 models. Tyson wants to get those off the lot. So if you're looking for a car here in December, Chevy is the car. 91 years, the Murdoch family's who to head to. Do it over in Woods Cross with Tyson. Let me know you're going. Aaron Johnson just went over there the other day, one of our listeners, and emailed me first, and I set him up so he'd make sure he had the right meeting. He met Tyson before he went, and we'll do the same for you. So head over to MurdochChev.com for more details. Donovan Mitchell is really special. I mean, I think we know it, and there's some reticence at time, but it's pretty awesome. He is doing things that are putting him in rarefied air He is improving on a daily basis, and he's becoming the cornerstone of the franchise along with Rudy. It's incredible. He's got 3 30-point games in December. LeBron, Allen Iverson, and Michael Jordan are the only people who've ever had more as a rookie. He had 3 30-point games in his first 30 games in the NBA. The only guys to have more are LeBron, or the last five to do it, excuse me, are LeBron, Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, and O.J. Mayo. Really cherry picking. I mean, this, I'm cherry picking you here a little bit. So I did total points for players game 20 to 30 of their NBA career. Because in the last 10 games, Donovan is averaging 25 points a game, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. He's shooting 49% from the field and 41% from three. So if you take games 21 to 30 of NBA career and overall points, the list of guys that did more, and again, I'm cherry picking, right? I got it. There aren't many guys that have done this. You know, it was funny the other night, two of them that did it were Austin Carr and LeBron James, who were both in the building. But it's what we're watching out of him begins to make you wonder, and the comparisons are ranging from Damian Lillard to Dwayne Wade to Allen Iverson. And I have to say, it feels a bit much, but it's probably not faulty, right? Like, so games 21 to 30 in NBA history. Elvin Hayes scored 287. Jay Vincent scored 285. Jay Vincent, really? I think it was Dallas expansion team. Michael Jordan, 266. LeBron James, 264. Austin Carr, 260. Bill Cartwright, 254. Bernard King, 252. Walter Davis, 251. Donovan Mitchell, 246. So since 1980, it's Jay Vincent, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Donovan Mitchell. To make it sound more elegant, if you say since 1984, you're just cherry picking. By cherry pick the whole thing, it's Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Donovan Mitchell. Walter Davis is an interesting comp. 6'6", Pineville, North Carolina product. Boy, could he score it. 19 points a game his career, first 3 years in the league. It's funny, when I think of Walter Davis, I think of it as a Denver, the end of his career rather than Phoenix, the beginning of his career, when he averaged 24 points a game as a rookie. All right, Donovan Mitchell is just doing incredible stuff. And the evolution of what he's learning night in and night out when you look at his shot charts and his ability to adjust is where he, you know, you really know he's really awfully special. Because guys don't do that. You know, Damian Lillard, who is so good, has gone through years of trying to learn how to finish at the rim. And here we have Donovan adjusting on the fly with regularity. How about that drive by LeBron the other night? Like, that is just craziness. And we've seen plenty of, like, Rodney Hood is a really, really good player. He spends games where he doesn't get to the rim, right? I mean, they're just getting to the rim the way Donovan is not easy. And the gumption that he plays with is almost unheard of. He took, against the Bulls, he took 12 shots at the rim. Against Boston, he took 6. Against Cleveland, he took 6. He went 6 for 6. His misses, by the way, the other night, 2 of them, I think, were shot clock misses. He went 11 of 16. The mid-range shot, like everything he does terribly, he suddenly turns around. The mid-range shot, he in the last 4 games from the mid-range, he's 5 of 11. Okay? Seems like nothing too great. I mean, it's good. It's really good for mid-range. He was 15 of 52 prior. He's still not very good. That little floater he's got is bad. Like, all right, he's trying to learn that. It's not working. He's 2 of his last 15. Let's see how long it takes before he learns it. I have no doubt he's going to. Above the break, three-point shooting is at 34% and improving. Corner three-point shooting is at 56%. But even on above the break, you know, he started the year 3 of 16. So if you go eliminate just the opening part of the year in his 3 of 16, then he's 53 of 149, and he's suddenly, you know, not – if you're 40% above the break, you're one of the best there are in the NBA. I mean, like, that's Korver stuff. He's at 36% above the break. I mean, that's getting into pretty rarefied air. Not rare. That's just being really solid. As a rookie on above the break threes, which is the shot most rookies struggle with, the guy's just incredible. And seemingly getting better night in and night out, which is just, it's remarkable. It's really fun. It's worth watching every night right now. The kid's just something else. By the way, I was actually curious, so I think I'm going to go look at it. Above the break threes. Oh, I've got to figure out a way to do a sort here. So if guys that are taking at least 2 a game, which is not a lot. Bielitsa is at 53%. Luke Babbitt is at 50%. While Al-Farouq Aminu is at 49%. Otto Porter at 47%. Teletovic, 46%. Klay Thompson takes 6 a game. He's at 46%. So he's the best. C.J. McCollum is at 4.8. He's at 46%. Buddy Hield's at 46%. Nikolai Mirotic is at 46%. Just taking guys that take at least, you know, 3 or 4 a game. Tobias Harris is at 44. Lou Williams at 44. Joe Ingles is at 43. Tyreek Evans, wow, at 43, taking 5 a game. Patrick Beverley, not hasn't played much, but he's taking 43, made 43%. Kyle Korver, 43%. Rodney Hood, 43%. So this is why the Jazz are the second-best three-point shooting team in the league right now. Wayne Ellington, Kevin Love. So there's more guys over 40. But it's it's a Robert Covington, 7 a game over 40. J.J. Barea. Paul George. Kyrie Irving. Evan Fournier. Victor Oladipo. Will Barton. LeBron James. There's the most incredible number of all. And Austin Rivers. And Kevin Durant. I think that's it. Those are all the guys over 40% above the break three. It's not a lot. And Donovan's heading that direction, which is, I'm blown away is what I'm trying to tell you. And it's incredible to watch. And then to watch him just with his sister, with his mom, they're on the trip with him. He's just a great kid, you know. Maybe that's even you know, more exciting is what a great kid this guy is. I want to turn you into a WER All-Star. What? A WER All-Star is somebody whose water efficiency rating leads the league. Taking care of our great state of Utah by doing the little easy changes around the house to get your WER up. Use water more efficiently. You can install a low-flow toilet, save 0.3 gallons per flush. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it actually flushes that up. How about showering instead of tubs or baths? Who calls it a tub? How about showering for less than 5 minutes? You use 12 to 25 gallons of water instead of a tub at 70 gallons. You shorten the shower. You are now rising to the WER. You're Donovan Mitchell, WER All-Star. Little by little, small changes. Slow the flow. Go to slowtheflow.org. Slow the flow. Save H2O. There are a lot of little things we can do. Ultra low flow shower head. You save as much as 2.5 gallons every minute you shower. For the environmentalist in your group, put it in their stockings. It is slowtheflow.org. Save H2O. NBA 5. I mean, I think first what LeBron is doing is the lead story of all NBA 5. Another triple-double last night. Interesting to see him have his voice with his equality shoes. Fascinating to me what the NBA's done. The NBA has basically said to their players, stand during the anthem. It's part of our who we are. It's what we do. And if you want to have your political voice, go ahead. I got no problem with it. Like, and I really think, and probably am not in a great place to talk about this. I did a show with Mark Spears about it a little while ago. But I have a lack of understanding where leadership is and if there is leadership and a voice. For two things, for the youth of our country, that's, and for African Americans, I'm lost on where their voice is, and it might be our NBA players in a lot of cases, and it's, you know, if they can stay informed and they know what they're talking about, and they stay connected, it's pretty important stuff. So here's the league saying, by the way, we'll give you your voice. And then flip two of it is, by the way, we're extending the schedule to preserve your, keep you healthy. Whereas the NFL is covering up on its concussion issue, adding, you know, Thursday football is a disaster, and muting their players. It's interesting the contrast between the two right now. I've brought this up a lot. But I will continue to. Mark Stein wrote a big piece about Mexico City. That is the number one thing the league is trying to figure out right now. How to get a franchise safely and productively to Mexico City. That is the top of the list. And probably will not expand until they figure it out. They know it's the right place to go. So to expand somewhere else before and possibly then not have a way to get to Mexico City with expansion is not something they'll do. They don't gain enough from Seattle, Kansas City, Louisville the way they do Mexico City, so they're going to work to figure out Mexico City first. That's, trust me on that. Before we dig into the Rockets and the one definable entity of them, let me tell you about Blue Apron, the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. Many people know what Blue Apron does. They don't know what types of meal you get, and it's really impressive. Short rib burgers with a hoppy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun. You're preparing seared steaks with thyme, pan sauce, mashed potatoes, green beans, crispy shallots. It's very, very high-end, beautiful stuff. 45 minutes without a trip to the grocery store because it all comes prepackaged and made for you. Plus, they've got three plans, the two-person meal plan, the family meal plan, and the wine plan, six bottles of wine from renowned winemakers delivered monthly as well. Blue Apron, convenient. They deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, step-by-step recipes right to your door. They can be cooked in under 45 minutes. We did it with the kids. They had a really, really nice time. Offers 12 new recipes each week. Customers can choose 2, 3, 4, and high quality. Since only non-GMO ingredients, no added hormones, fresh, solid, very impressive all the way around. Use the promo code LOCKNBA and you'll get $30 off your free shipping at blueapron.com. That's LOCKNBA for your order. Play the Rockets tonight. They're shooting 51.5, I think, of their shots as threes. 51.5. And everyone else got to get close to it. We're eighth in the league at 36.5, and I don't think we're taking enough. And we need to get to about 40% of our shots, maybe higher in this stretch without Rudy. Life without Rudy again. Not clear for how long. We'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Defensively, we're going to have to find a way to be average and see whether or not we can continue to shoot the ball at the level we're shooting it. We have become the second best three-point shooting team in the league at 39.1%. Our offense ranks 13th. Our defense ranks 7th. Pretty surprising. It was interesting. Vince Carter went back to Toronto. I'm actually going to talk to Sean Woodley on Locked On Raptors and Locked On NBA about this. But boy, his role in Canada and what he meant for that whole basketball, not sure. Like, that's pretty big in the history of the game. A lot of people like to give Nash the Canadian basketball credit, but from everyone I've talked to there, it's Vince Carter. Thunder Philly's triple overtime game was amazing. Watch it on the plane afterwards. Everyone always says, do you watch shows? Yeah, I watch the NBA. I download a game probably every night or stream a game every night, and watch it after our games. Watch LeBron as much as I can. Watch that Thunder-Philly game was great. How about Minnesota losing at home to Phoenix? We'll dig into those guys every Wednesday. We kind of do that now on our weekly check of the kind of other playoff teams. But it was interesting, Minnesota against above 500 teams, they've only played 12 games this year, and they're 6-6. Jazz are three games behind Minnesota for the fourth spot in ninth. So six teams bunched up within three games of each other, battling for five playoff spots. That wraps up Locked On Jazz today. I hope you enjoyed. Thanks very much for tuning in. Remember, there's LockedOnJazz.net. We'll have at www.lockedonjazz.net, and we'll have the interviews coming from the locker room, practice today, shoot around, and all of that as we try to after every practice and every shoot around for you at lockedonjazz.net. Plus, anytime we can write up something else or the podcast available there. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy yourself.